Hello. And this is Lisa Reed, and I am putting down my testimony. You know, God has moved on my heart to give my testimony, the testimony of my evolvement. You know, evolvement is healing also. When we go from one level of understanding, one level of behavior, to another level of understanding and behavior. And it leads us to another level of manifestation. It leads us to another level of relationship. And as we evolve and heal within ourselves, it allows us to show up in the world in a bigger way, in a better way, more enlightened, with more joy, with more power, with more confidence. And I'm hoping that as I share my testimony, that it will give you room, the hearers of this testimony, however it gets to you. I believe that it is for you. And when you hear it, it will hopefully set you free to evolve, to grow and move to another level. And so what does that mean when we evolve and grow and move to another level? It means that we release strongholds. We're moving past barriers. We're coming into the truth. We're receiving more truth and gaining enlightenment. about who we are, how we have shown up in the world, and the responses that we have gotten from the world. Okay, what we have manifested. So my testimony is about me and how I have evolved. And so I have to start out with, you know, going back to my childhood, because it was in that space and time where I grew up and I began to present myself to the world and attract to me what I could have, right? Out of my understandings and my learnings and all of that. I hope you all follow me. So when I go back to my childhood and I think about it, and I believe that the Lord was impressing upon me that it was God and the Holy Spirit that was helping me, who was my counselor. The Bible says that he is our counselor. Glory to God. Jesus, my counselor, was counseling me. And in my spirit, it was saying, think of your happiest moments, your earliest moments of happiness, laughter, and joy. Think of times where you, or go back to a time where you can remember yourself giggling and being joyful. A heartfelt laughter. And so as I thought about this, you know, I had to think. And I had to think about, when did I start to experience some joy? When did I start to experience some laughter? And I have to think about, where I was, who I was with, all of these things. And it takes me back to, being with my relatives that were, cousins of mine that were around the same age as I was, and spending time with them and things that made us laugh, and, times of cheerfulness. And the unfortunate thing about it is that, I wasn't real young. So I can't think back to a time of like being like 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and, 7. I get to maybe about 10 or 11. And I can come up with some times of laughing. But I have to say that there wasn't a lot of joy and laughter around my upbringing. There was a lot of trauma, a lot of crisis, a lot of lack, insufficiency. There was a lot of scariness, instability. And there was a lot of just confusion and insecurity, not knowing what was going to happen at any moment in time is what I remember. I remember feeling frightened and unsure and hungry. I remember those things. And I believe that that began to frame my reality. This is what I thought life was about, right? And so even as I continue to think on, times of joy and laughter, what comes to mind too is how short those periods were. And a lot of times how a situation may have started out with some joy, some laughter, cheerfulness. It didn't end with that. Somebody normally would get angry or hurt feeling or, be disturbed. Maybe an adult around me would be disturbed by, the playfulness of a child and children and the laughter and, us not monitoring our level of playfulness. And so it would end in a bad way. So I'm saying, wow, this is all not really good. This is not a good start for a child. And it's not a good reality for my life to be set in, to emerge out of, And so what I had to realize and come to terms with is that as I grew into maturity or adulthood, adolescence even, that I was not expecting joy and cheerfulness. I didn't have a bright outlook. Nothing in my earlier years gave me any clue or inclination that there was something, great to be expected, to look forward to, and to set my sights on. So I just really didn't think about that. In that way, as a young person, I just kind of existed and flowed with things. Whatever came in, whatever came out, whatever went out, whatever showed up, whatever didn't show up, and I just tried to, as I got into my adolescence, I started to try to monitor, my feel good times. A lot of times, when you emerge out of that kind of, non-existence, the joy and the moments that you feel of cheer are rooted in something that's probably not good for you. It's probably not good for you. It's probably not something that is going to lead you to, a better place in life or better outcomes. A lot of times, you are finding something that makes you feel good that turns into a vice. a bad habit. It turns into, looking for love in all the wrong places, right? And it turns into looking for, people to validate you, to make you feel good, and all of these things. And of course, the people that show up in your life are not people who have your better interests at heart. They themselves probably came out of some kind of bad situation themselves, So, all of this was my world. This was my reality, and I have to say, I give glory to God because it could have been much worse. I could have gone down a worse path than I did. I could have went on a path that was, I mean, not, and I didn't choose a great path, but I just believe that God protected me and that He was with me for whatever reasons, for whatever people that was in my life that understood my birth and what I was birthed in and surrounded with were praying for me or had prayed for me, and God is a faithful God and He honors our prayers. And, let, if nothing else encourages you, let that encourage you. God answers prayer. He hears the prayers of the righteous. And He answers and He responds to those prayers. We may not always see them in the exact moment in time that they show up, but He does respond to our prayers. And glory be to God. But I went down this path, and what I realized at this point in time is that my world was framed, my consciousness, what I was conscious of as a reality in my world was framed with all of these low memories and mindsets. And glory to God, I came to Jesus Christ, and He began to work in my life. And He began to do different things and move me and, just work in my life. And I had no clue what God was doing, what was happening around me. And I, still being planted in my reality, did not know that I was a new creature in Christ and that I could. What Christ had to offer me now, that I was now eligible and a candidate for a higher living. So my mind was still stuck in the reality that I had grew up in. And I call this reality the matrix. It is a matrix that we are all connected to, hooked up to, and we have to unhook ourselves. So, in my growth in Christ, God began to heal me. And it is a healing that has taken place over years and over time, along with everything else that is going on in my life. Because remember, I am still, seeing my life and living my life with this false reality that no longer belongs to me, even though I'm in Christ, but now have become habit and have become behaviors that I think are mine, and I own these behaviors and ways of being, and all of these expectations out of what is reality to me. And so, in my reality, still hoping for something, more than what I've ever seen or lived was very far-fetched. And so I still always was expecting this hammer to drop, the reality to exist, the reality to show up, aside from whatever hopes and dreams I started to have for myself. The reality of my existence was a very real thing. And so in my reality, it was going to be hard to overcome it. It was going to be hard to be somebody different, to see myself as someone different, it was going to be this fight and this struggle and it's this defiance of reality, you know, something that was going to have to go against the laws of nature. So I felt, you know, and so what I am learning today about this is that I had been stuck in this false reality for a very long time, and that I had not been attuned to what Jesus promises and what I have access to and what's already available to me. My focus wasn't there. My consciousness wasn't there. My consciousness was not in the abundance that Jesus had for me, the healing, the person that I really am, this person who doesn't have to try to qualify themselves or find themselves to be worthy, because I'm worthy out of the fact that God has given me life here, has a plan and a good plan for me, good thoughts towards me to give me a life of abundance and joy. So God's plan and purpose in my life being the existence that I have here on earth, is for good. So therefore, I can now live in that reality and expect good and expect all that Jesus died to give me. And I can see myself sitting in the abundance, allowing the abundance to flow into my life because of what Jesus did and this new reality that is very much real. If I can focus on it and allow myself to be absorbed in it and align myself, then I find myself being more Christ-like, being more fulfilled, being at peace, and experiencing things that I never imagined. Things flowing into my life at a greater ease without the struggle. You know, and anyway, glory to God. That's my testimony. I am a new creature in Christ. If you believe in Jesus, you are a new creature in Christ. Allow him to heal you and bring you into a new reality. Amen.